On today's video, we are cooking British food. It's not just fish and chips. There's a lot more, and I am very excited to learn. Let's go. Jeez. By the end of the day, hopefully I'll learn. What is British food? Beans on toast? Fish and chips? A full English breakfast? But besides that, I really need to understand a little bit more. And on today's video, I got a pro to put me on my place and school me on British food.
This is Chef Adam, and he's gonna be my mentor.
What are we making first, Chef?
We're gonna make the Scotch egg.
Yep, Scotch eggs, a food that is commonly served in Britain, even though there are several variations of Scotch eggs around the world. This is the British version.
Is it more common to have ground Italian sausage, or you can make it out of ground beef too, Chef?
No, we normally make it out of sausage. It's much better.
So yeah, the British version uses sausage. And even though countries like Brazil uses ground beef, the concept is pretty much the same for Scotch eggs. You want to encase the whole egg with meat?
So the thing is to make it completely even, right,
yeah.
Chef? All the way through, so no...
It's covering the whole egg.
All right, so just like that. Regular breadcrumbs?
Yeah.
Cover all the way through?
Yeah.
Got it, okay. Oh, interesting that you don't put anything at all. No egg wash, nothing. It's straight up just breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
How about that?
A little bit more.
A little bit more, okay.
And then we can put that in the oven.
Oh, it goes in the oven. I thought it was going to go in the fryer.
That's after. Out the oven, into the fryer.
How does that look? Looks okay?
Yep, 10 to 15 minutes, 350.
And that is done? Now. Be careful in the kitchen. It's hot. It's real hot.
Yep, I did get burned for real. You gotta always be careful. But as soon as it came out of the oven, it is now fully cooked. We just gotta finish with a crispy crust.
Straight into the fryer.
Straight into the fryer.
It is nicely golden brown. Now I'm gonna set it down here so that the oil can drain. Now we got the plate ready. How do you plate this one, Chef?
First, you lay down a little bit of mustard. Then you want to go ahead and slice the whole thing in half, slice it once again, and there you have your Scottish egg. You want to place them right on top of the mustard, followed by a tiny piece of parsley.
And that is the Scottish egg.
Scotch egg.
Scotch egg. Sorry, Chef. And it is ready.
It's a crispy crust with perfectly cooked sausage and, of course, a boiled egg. It is simple and easy to make, unlike the next one coming up.
Now we're gonna make shepherd's pie.
You probably had this several times. It is one of those dishes that is perfect for a nice cold day. And to make it, I got a master class, as he does it in a way that I've never seen before.
Oil goes into the pan.
Let that heat up.
So Chef, I know that shepherd's pie is always with lamb.
Lamb and beef.
Lamb and beef.
Yeah.
Ah, and then cottage pie is just beef.
Lamb and then the beef.
So the key of cooking both of the meats is not to overcook it. Believe me, I have overcooked beef many times. And here's the idea. You're cooking only the beef and nothing else, as the vegetables will get cooked completely separate.
Got it. If we put the vegetables now, it's gonna be too soggy, right?
Yeah.
It's gonna overcook the vegetables. Not good. Is this a real British thing, the shepherd's pie, Chef?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That, fish and chips.
Would you say this is more popular than fish and chips, or fish and chip is way more popular?
Fish and chips is way
more. Fish and chip number one.
Fish and chips number one.
Number one. Got it. Beer number two.
Or maybe beer's number one and fish.
I love it.
Yep, our British friends love their beer. Now here's the key of not overcooking the ground beef. Since it releases a tremendous amount of liquid, as soon as all of the red is gone, you want to run it through a strainer, removing all of the extra liquid and fat. Now this is great when you're doing a big batch, but at home I always do it differently.
I would just take a paper towel and put it inside of the pan so that it dries out. But obviously that will take forever in a restaurant setting. Dunk it in here and you're good to go. Pan goes back in on low heat. Now we stir fry the vegetables. No additional oil, eh, Chef?
No.
In there goes celery and green peppers.
White onion.
Oh, we are getting a nice fond in here. I love it. Beautiful. So the fond is those little brown bits that are sticking to the pot.
Yeah.
That's flavor, eh, Chef?
Yeah. And then we can do
goes
that.
Right back in. Oh, the smell that is coming out of this thing is amazing, Chef. What are you putting in there, Chef? Garlic?
Garlic, Worcestershire sauce. That is Tabasco.
That's gonna be amazing.
Black pepper and kosher salt in there.
Black pepper, kosher salt. It is smelling phenomenal, everybody. What are we doing now, Chef?
We're adding bordelaise.
Bordelaise sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now, Bordelais sauce is the key of his shepherd's pie. And if you've never had it before, it is a decadent sauce made with red wine, shallots, butter, bone marrow, and demi-glace. It's traditionally French and fantastic. Because once you use that to deglaze the pan, it's time to finish the dish.
So the meat goes in first, Chef?
Yep.
Got a generous amount?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Okay, that goes in. And let me go right in here.
Then the peas and carrots. You can put more.
More? I thought you were like me, that you don't like veggies.
Peas and carrots are different to normal veggies.
I gotta agree with the chef, because to finish this off, we have a nice, beautiful mashed potato, which is made with a generous amount of butter. More than usual, you wanna lay down a generous amount, followed by some mozzarella and provolone, and for a nice little crispy crunch, some breadcrumbs goes right on top.
Now into the oven at 350, you say what, chef, 5-10 minutes?
Yeah.
Ooh, that looks amazing.
You want to take yours out, or you want me to do it for you, so you don't burn yourself again?
Oh! Guga, don't mess this up. Wow, take a look at that. Nice, bubbly. I wish you guys could smell it. So to finish plating, a little bit of greens goes right on the plate, just like that. Maybe that's too much. Then some of the seasoned vegetables, and finish it off with a balsamic vinaigrette. And that is the shepherd's pie. What do you think I get on this one, Chef?
9.
9? Oh, I'm improving.
Yeah.
And that is the shepherd's pie, a homemade dish that everyone will love. But next, maybe one of the most unique burgers I've ever seen in my life. This one caught me by surprise.
I'm gonna heavily
season it with salt, pepper.
Yeah, there's garlic powder in there.
Just the way I like it too. Whenever I cook my steaks, that's what I put on them. Salt, pepper, and garlic powder. Mmm, the secret rub. Now to get a nice color on that burger. It's looking really nice. As you guys can see there, we got a nice color. So I'm gonna go ahead and flip the burger.
Angle it? Okay, no.
There you go.
Okay, we want you to try and get grill marks on it, but I'll try on the other side.
Oh, got it. So you want to flip it?
Yeah, it's done right
now. No, okay. I just screwed up the burger, everybody.
On this technique, the chef and I have different opinions, because I don't like grill marks on my burger, because even though they might look okay, it is just burned meat. And if you're like South Bay, you got some burned buns too.
Nice golden brown color, totally good. Black grill marks, like the way South Bay does it, I like that much better. Now we leave that fermenting fully cooks. The little flares that comes up is flavor, everybody. It just produces a nice, wonderful char on the burger. Nice.
Do like that, and that will get diamond marks on it.
So you rotate it 45 degrees.
Yeah. Pretzel bun.
Oh, you got pretzel bun on this burger.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're gonna toast it up.
Yeah.
Before toasting it, he adds a generous amount of clarified butter, followed by a tiny bit of salt. That goes into the broiler to heat up and toast. And as that is happening, he immediately starts frying some chips, also known as French fries for us here. And the next thing he puts on a burger is something I've never heard or seen before.
Tabasco onions. Literally what it is, Chef?
It's onions with Tabasco sauce on them.
Wow, that's interesting.
That was so quick that I hope you got it. These are Tabasco marinated onions, which is cut nicely thin and marinated for 2 hours. Be real careful with them though, because they take no time at all to cook. You want them lightly golden brown but not burned, as the next thing to go in this burger is insane. It's called Belhaven cheese spread, and the recipe is on the screen, because once you combine all of these things together, on top of the burger it goes. But then, not to overcook the burger and just melt the cheese, he puts it in the broiler, just like that. And to finish it up, he adds that to the pretzel bun, followed by the chips and those Tabasco onions. No ketchup, no mayo, because it does not need it, as all of the extra flavor come from that cheese spread.
You know what I like about this burger is that the British folks are just like me. We don't like vegetables. Vegetables don't go on a burger. You agree, Chef?
I don't like vegetables at all.
Exactly. We're on the same page, Chef. Give me 5. Yes. Burger is done.
I cannot wait to taste this burger, as now it was finally time for the most iconic British dish. That would be fish and chips. And to make it, it's quite simple, if you know how.
We gotta make the batter first.
Beer?
We got beer, water, and the batter ready to go. 2.5 pounds of batter goes right in.
Yeah.
For that extra crisp, he adds some baking powder, followed by their secret beer, and a generous amount of water. Now you wanna whisk that real good until you have no longer any lumps, as you're looking for the consistency of pancake batter. You don't want it too thick. It should be slightly runny.
What makes your fish and chips so great? Why is it so fantastic?
Beer.
Beer. I love it. Yeah, the right kind of beer. Notice that he didn't tell us what kind of beer it is. It's a secret beer, baby.
Secret cannot be told. And as I get paid up, paid lots of money.
Oh, there you go. I love it. Oh. As you can see, it's thickening up real good. Look at that. Perfect.
While you're making the batter, I'm going to drop the fries.
Okay.
Because you want the fries to be done before the fish.
I'm going to grab this nice piece of fish, which the chef already said the name, everybody. I don't want to mess it up.
Try and say it. I'll correct you if you're wrong. Wild caught North Atlantic haddock.
Haddock? I never heard of that fish. Haddock. Did I say that right, chef?
No, no.
So now I'll go in here with the seasoned flour. Coat it nicely.
You need to cover the whole fish.
Cover the whole fish?
Yeah.
Got it. And into the batter.
You can just drop it in the batter.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Got it. Now take it off. Remove all of the excess.
Yep.
And we're going to go in and tell me when to stop, chef.
Okay. Let it cook.
Let this
and
cook a little bit.
Now lower it down.
Lower it down more?
Yeah, keep lowering it down.
Got
it. Flat.
Keep it nice and flat. Tell me when to let go.
Before you burn yourself.
Before I burn myself. I love that technique. Right before you almost burn yourself, you let it go, everybody. That is the key. Wow, that looks incredible, chef. Look at that crust. Looks amazing.
Put it in a flavor dye.
And that goes right on top of the fries. Ooh, I love it. Lemon goes in. And to make it official, there we go. Now that is my fish and chip. What's my grading here, chef? Out of 10?
8.
8? Wow, you're very generous. Okay. All right. And this is served with coleslaw and also tartar sauce. Now that looks amazing to me. I cannot wait to dig in. Let's go. And the fish and chip is ready.
Now this is the most iconic dish from Britain. There's another one that the chef also taught me how to do, and that would be the English breakfast, which includes all of these items as you can clearly see. Absolutely incredible and delicious. We got to run through bangers and mash, which is literally sausage and mashed potatoes, done the British way. And of course, if you ever go to England, they're also proud of their chicken tikka masala. I definitely got a crash course on that. And to be fair, on a few other dishes as well. But right at this point, I said, you know what? We can do a lot of cooking like we did. But in the end of the day, the most important thing is how does this all taste? It was time for me to stop cooking and start eating, which is my favorite part of the day.
Leo, we got a lot of dishes to try. Are you excited?
I'm excited for this food, but these are some comfy chairs,
I
man.
Know, right? But we have to eat the food.
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a try right now. Leo, first starting off with the Scottish egg. I want you to notice one thing. Please pick one.
Do I use my hands?
Look how perfect the chef made it versus the one that I made it, everybody, which wasn't... I'm being corrected by everyone. Scotch egg, not Scottish egg. Let's give it a go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mmm, that is money.
Wow.
I mean, if you don't like that, bro, something's wrong with you.
No, this meat is delicious. It's also like, this is not ground beef.
No, it's sausage.
It's so flavorful. It has a spice to it too that makes this more dynamic, more flavorful, more delicious to eat.
That's what I asked the chef, you know, because I thought you only make it with ground beef or something. The sausage makes it a lot more flavorful. And that nice egg, perfectly cooked, is just amazing.
Because the meat is also really juicy, really fatty, and it adds a nice contrast to this really crispy exterior that it has.
I love that he does it two ways. He cooks it first in the oven and then it goes straight to the fryer to get a nice and crispy crust. That is amazing. A true classic. Highly recommend. Let's jump onto this. Take a look at this burger, Leo.
Is that a pretzel bun?
It is a pretzel burger, my friend. I'm gonna split it in half here for you and me. Now, what caught my attention the most on this right here was that cheese spread. So I'm excited to try it because exactly what you would expect on a burger.
This has to be one of the most unique looking burgers I've ever seen. A pretzel bun, thick cheese sauce.
All right, well, enough talking. Let's give it a go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. That cheese spread is amazing.
The cheese itself has a really delicious, like, sharpness to it, too, that compares really nice with the savoriness of the beef.
I love that the bun has a little bit of texture.
Yeah.
It's not too soft. So, you know, it's pretzel bun, everybody.
And these onions are so nice. Very fluffy, very crispy, but they have, like, a spice, a heat to them.
Yes, it's Tabasco. Tabasco onions, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Slightly spicy onions, which is phenomenal.
I've never tried a burger like this.
Yeah,
and I've tried a lot of burgers.
But you know what is more British than that? This. It is called a full English breakfast.
Is that beans?
Yeah, beans. They give you beans on it. Yes, 100%. Have you ever had it, Leo?
I can't say I have.
Okay, so as you can see, it's full of a lot of things. Out of all of these things, what are you going to pick first? Damn, I was gonna go for that one as well. It is a hearty breakfast. There's no way that you're gonna eat this and be empty after craving more food, you know what I mean? Wow, my first time having English breakfast, and I'll tell you one thing, that is just hitting right. Okay, you're getting too full with that, chill out, because there's one thing we must have, and the chef showed me how to cook this one here. I'll tell you one thing, everybody, I've learned how to do this properly.
What is that?
Shepherd's pie. So, we got meat on the bottom. Well, let's give it a go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh yeah. Wow.
That meat is so soft.
How are you not gonna like that? If you don't like that, like, you have to be a vegetarian or something, or something else, everybody. That is amazing.
The meat is juicy, it's well seasoned. I love the little crunch that you get from on the top of this mashed potatoes. I'm not sure what that is.
Breadcrumbs, Leo, it's breadcrumbs.
It's so nice. A little crunchiness too with that super creamy mashed potatoes. A little bit of cheesiness to it as well. This is very good.
Wow, I gotta be honest with you. This is phenomenal, everybody. It is fantastic. Fantastic. Wow. Now, there's another popular dish in England, and that would be this right here. Chicken tikka masala.
Isn't this Indian?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So it is Indian, but then they made it their own. Let's give it a try. Oh, you're going with the naan too. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Oh yeah, man. It's like real food.
Yeah, and I like how this is like shredded chicken. Normally it's like cubed or something. Like, this is a different mouthfeel than I'm accustomed to, but the sauce kind of soaks in this version better.
Everybody makes their own, and this one is quite different than the Indian version that I had, but it's one of those dishes that is just perfect for a nice cold day. Okay, Leo, another classic right here. Bangers and mash.
What is a banger?
The sausage. Chill, bro. Oh. Let's give it a go. Cheers.
Cheers.
That's amazing.
The mashed potatoes here are stellar. It's super fluffy, super light.
Like real, real potatoes, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's also very buttery as well. The gravy on that banger is really good. Super rich and savory and nice. Feels weird.
This feels weird calling you a banger. Chill out, bro.
Bro, this banger.
It's banging.
This banger is banging. Well said, Guga.
But listen, we gotta go to the finale right here. The star of the show. What they're known for, the fish and chips. I finally learned how to make it properly.
You said they're known for it?
Yeah. They actually, now that they're known for this, they have the number one in the country.
Oh, damn.
Let's give it a go. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Oh, wow. It is so light.
Wow. Bro, that breading is so thin and so flaky.
That's the thing, the batter. It's all about that batter. See how light it is and crispy?
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not a huge fish lover. This I can eat every single day. And the fish on the inside is so juicy and flaky and soft. Very impressive.
Wow, that is amazing, everybody. Highly recommend that one. Leo, out of everything we try, tell me, my friend, what is your number one thing?
Fish and chips.
I agree. The fish and chips is in a whole nother level. Highly recommend, phenomenal. After that one, which is number two?
The burger.
Wow, I'm gonna go with the shepherd's pie. The shepherd's pie is just absolutely fantastic. Guys, come check out the pub here in Pembroke Pines. All the information will be on the link in the description down below. Let them know that I sent you. If you love British food, or if you never had it, it's something you must try in order to understand how good this fish and chip is.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed this video. If you did, hit that thumbs up. If you're not a subscriber, be sure to subscribe, and we'll see you guys on the next one. Let me know in the comments down below which restaurant you want to see next. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.